Anti-woke views allegedly see black conservative blocked from priesthood. By Peter Cattle on May 23, 2022. A well-known black conservative in the UK has allegedly had his path to the British priesthood blocked over his anti-woke views. A black man in the UK who is well-known for his opposition to progressive dogma has allegedly been denied being ordained a priest within the Church of England over his political views. Having risen to prominence in Britain for criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement and claiming that the UK gave everyone an equal opportunity to succeed, GB News' Calvin Robinson has since gained a substantial following on social media in a position as a TV host and pundit. However, this fame appears like it may have cost him the priesthood. With Robinson now alleging that his anti-woke views have resulted in senior members of the extremely progressive Church of England blocking him from being ordained. According to a report by The Telegraph, this claim is backed up by a number of internal Church of England emails that Robinson gained access to through a subject access request, SAR, which showed senior officials discussing whether to ordain the man over his right-leaning viewpoints. Calvin's comments concern me about denying institutional racism in this country, read one email seemingly sent by a senior bishop within the church, while another alleges that there were complaints made to the Bishop of London saying that Robinson should be refused ordination. The Telegraph also notes that Robinson's view that women should not be ordained as priests, while a mainstay belief within Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches, is in conflict with the practices of the Church of England, which ordained its first woman in 1994. To hear that people are campaigning behind your back after you have given them all that you have got. I don't know how to put it into word, The Times reports Robinson is saying in response to the emails, decrying the church's position on his view is very narrow-minded. He has reportedly since left the Church of England, having joined the Global Anglican Future Conference, a breakaway group which claims to have been founded in response to moral compromise, doctrinal error in the collapse of biblical witness in parts of the Anglican Communion. While it seems like Robinson himself is significantly disappointed by the Church of England's refusal to ordain him a priest, the gulf between the GB News pundit and the UK church for many likely never looked like a match made in heaven to begin with. This is mainly due to the fact that senior officials within the church have been at the vanguard of a progressive values crusade for the last number of years, with the organization's de facto head, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, even attempting to take on a government plan to send would-be asylum seekers to Rwanda. However, this push pales in comparison to Bishop Rowan Williams, Welby's predecessor, who this year wrote in a letter which compared the process of identifying as transgender to the sacred journey one takes when converting to Christianity. Conversion to Christianity is the event or process by which a person responds joyfully to the glorious embrace of the eternally loving and ever-merciful God. The bishop wrote in a letter urging politicians to include transgenderism within a potential conversion therapy ban. It has nothing to do with so-called conversion therapy-pressure put by one person on another to fit their expectations. The attempt to induce vulnerable and isolated people to deny who they truly are, he continued. To be trans is to enter a sacred journey of becoming whole, precious, honored and loved, by yourself, by others and by God. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.